from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And Inter Miami will host Toronto tonight. Kickoff is at 7:30 from Chase Stadium, and the game can be heard right here on WQAM. And yesterday, the team announced that Lionel Messi suffered a ligament injury in his right ankle. There is currently no timetable for his return. Joe?
Thank you, Woody. Yeah, that if you watch that game with Argentina and Colombia, you're not surprised if you saw the how swollen that ankle was inside and outside. What are they saying, Woody? Basically, he's out these next couple of games, but...
It was one of those, we'll look at it later type things.
All I know is you don't heal faster as you get older. I don't know a lot, and I know technology and the medical field has done a fantastic job. It's incredible what they've done with these injuries, because I noticed, you know, and I do it too. The media goes, all right, ACL, 9 months. You know, we just decide we hear an injury. Okay, that's a year. And sometimes these guys heal real fast. What the doctors are doing. Used to be you shredded your knee, you were done. If you used to, in a situation where you blew everything out, everything. And we've had two guys I can remember that was it Brandon Albert? Was that our left tackle from Kansas City? And Willis McGahee and Dr. Uribe did both surgeries. And those guys, they came back and played. And I don't mean like 2 years later. Willis McGahee got hurt in the national championship game, got drafted, whatever Drew did, you know, that fake call thing. And anyway, he got drafted in the first round. And I don't know if Willis McGahee didn't get hurt very much after that. What those guys are doing, you know, and what he does when you do a knee shredder and you're looking for a guy that can put it all together. You know, we're talking MCL and ACL and patch up, whatever. All that, like, medical stuff that's way about 40 years over my head in education. But, those guys came back and came back 100 miles an hour. So, today, the medical field is just doing amazing things in everything. Achilles, everything seems to be, you know, happening faster. The trainers are better. Trainers working with the doctors. We no longer have one doctor for the whole body. That probably helped a lot, by the way. Back in the 80s, we had one doctor. You just showed up, and he goes, I take care of that. Well, it's my toe. I do that, too. Well, wait a sec. What about my shoulder? That's one of the things I do too, separation. Oh, man. Yeah, you the specialist. And, yeah, that's kind of an important deal, right? Team trainer calls the doctors, his specialist, the best specialist. You know, that's why I talk so much about, Miami Orthopedics and the job they've done at Baptist Health is incredible with their doctors. And so, yeah, that's why I love talking about them. I know how good they are. But anyway, yeah, these injuries and guys coming back, it is crazy. And I know Jalen Phillips gets upset. Bradley Chubb, I'm guessing, is not excited about, you know, finding updates and people telling them from the outside when they think he's going to be ready to go and when they should come back. I get their frustration. Like, again today, Omar? Again today? But you guys are key guys, man. You guys are, listen, if you weren't very good, nobody, they'd just be talking about guys to replace you. You know, you guys are really friggin' good. You're franchise players. You guys fall under the special top tier of the team. You guys have potential every year to get lots of pressures and double-digit sacks. So they're going to talk about you, and they're going to watch you every day you're out there working. They're going to talk about the drills you're doing. They're going to talk about how many drills you're around the rest of you guys in your group and the other pass rushers and what you're doing and how much you're allowed to do every day. It's just, hey, man, there's going to be a few things that happen during camp. First of all, everybody's going to be watching the new pass rushers, right? Everybody's going to be watching the two guys you just drafted. That's just the way it is. Muhammad Kamara and Chop Robinson going to be watching to see how they do. And you're going to be watching to see how the two guys, how their rehabilitation's going. We're going to be talking about Tua till he gets something done. Yeah, there will be certain things, I think, you know, that everybody's going to be interested in that getting those guys come back. And, you're looking, you know, second half of the season where you're going to be. And if, you know, all those guys are key, part of those guys can stay healthy, you have a chance. I'm drinking the July Kool-Aid that you got a chance. I'm not saying you still got to – I think you're a playoff team. And then we'll see what happens from there. But, you know, I said this last year too, and I know people throw it in my face all the time. Oh, you said last year was the best. It was. It's the best team we've had put. I didn't change just because we lost in the first round of the playoffs. That was the team that went to camp, the best team they've had in a couple of decades. It was. It's the fastest team they've ever had in the history of the franchise, and it's the fastest team in the NFL, and honestly, it's probably one of the fastest teams ever put together. We know one thing. Mike McDaniel loves speed. We got more guys with track backgrounds in college than I can ever remember. You know, a lot of guys run track in high school. A lot of guys. Right? And you go back, you can look up, oh, he ran a 10-700 meters in high school, and you go, oh, that's good. I mean, that's American Heritage Plantation's got like 17 guys over there that run 10-7. But yeah, you know, it's a fast time. But when you start seeing the amount of guys, we got three running backs that ran track in college. You start where you're on the track team in college at big programs, and you go back and look at those times. Those times, I'm not going to say they're Olympic times. They're not getting ready, you know, to go to France for the Olympics, which, by the way, begins, what, next week? But you're talking about guys that can go. You're talking about guys that can fly. And so, yeah, it's and so for everybody, and I get one or two of you every day, you go, oh, yeah, Mr. Know-It-All. You said last year's team, it was the best. I say it right now, a year later, after everything that happened, the great start, sitting there late in the year with a chance to have the number one record in the AFC with the Baltimore Ravens game coming up. Yes, I said it before that season, before we started. I don't know how we're going to be overall, but that is the best team we've had, position by position, in a couple of decades. I stand by it. I went back and looked at it. Yeah, we've been loaded at certain positions on one side of the football or the other. Like Jason Taylor and Zach Thomas teams were really good on offense, or excuse me, on defense. Pat and Sam, oh my God, that team was loaded. Timbo at defensive tackle, one of the great run stoppers. But overall, had nothing in common with this team when you look at overall talent. And you got that core of guys back. That's all I'm saying. And I'm not here to go and – so please don't text in that I'm saying we're going to a Super Bowl. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's another really good – really good team, especially once you get those two guys back healthy on the outside. It's one of the best teams we've had in two decades since this losing thing started, this playoff losing thing started. Chris and Mike and everybody else have put together through trades and drafts and everything else, they put together some, traded for some really good players. Don't get me wrong. Really good. Some of the best players on your team were trades. Some of the better guys on your team were draft picks when they loaded up on all those high draft picks. So I stand by it. Now, I don't know, so you can throw it in my face later in the year and see what happens and who's healthy and all that stuff. But they got a chance. I mean, I'm going out there, man, and going, hey, you know, we'll see. By the way, there's a lot of other teams in the same boat. There's a radio big mouth in a lot of NFL cities looking probably with the Colts, with the Texans. I'm thinking of Houston, what they're saying. Indianapolis, what they're saying. Jacksonville, my buddy's up in Jacksonville. Man, we got a pretty good team. It's looking. So I get it. There's a lot of teams that around in the AFC, that's all I care about. The AFC right now, they're going, We got a chance. Hell, they're fired up. The Chargers are fired up because of Harbaugh as their coach. They think it's been mostly a coaching problem. All right, we'll see. Kansas City, you know, is going to be really good. Cincinnati's pretty jacked up. Hell, that whole division's pretty jacked up. Pittsburgh, Baltimore, that whole thing's thinking we got a chance. So that's all. That's all you want. We've had a lot of years, the last 20 years, we haven't had a chance. we've come in here during this drought, the last 24 years, and we've had certain years where you're going, oh my God. Especially when you look at the list of quarterback names or the list of talent that you've had at skilled positions. But when you look at a little bit of everything, it's not bad. Hey, I bring this up. I did an interview yesterday or day before and said, listen, man, we got head coach back, third year, who calls the plays with the same quarterback for a third year. He went out and added another pass receiving tight end, and he added the best third wide receiver they've had to play with Jalen and Tyreek. They've added another guy that can almost run like your top two guys in Achane and Mostert. Now, so he loves speed. Apparently, you know what? He wanted more. So Mike knows. Mike knows, you know, we got a chance. I expect the offense to be really good. And I know probably won't. We're not going to have another Denver game. But I expect the offense to be really good. Now, how physical we are? That's fair. We've got to find out how physical a team we're going to be. But as far as breaking a whole bunch of big plays, splash plays, big plays, what do you still expect it, right? You still expect we're going to have 30, 25, 30, 40-yard plays at a record number like last year was a joke. Even in some of the games that we didn't look good, we still had some splash plays, most of them. So,
well, I mean, it depends how guys, you know, approach Tyreek. That they obviously did a little bit of a better job towards the end of the season last year, right? Not allowing them to get behind him as much.
Yeah. Yeah, no, no.
That should open up other stuff, granted, but they did do a better job. I mean, some teams just, I don't know what they're thinking with letting that guy get.
I don't get it either. By the way, that is a good question, too.
But they did do a better job keeping him in front But again, that opens up, that should open up a whole lot of other stuff, right?
When you have one, yes, but when you have
granted,
one.
Tyreek was injured down the stretch too, so.
But you can't just force the ball to Tyreek. You know, Jalen's out and you're forcing the ball. And
yeah,
he's going,
you have to force the ball.
No, but he's going up with one hand on crossing stuff and you're going, I understand because, you know, we need
him.
The only
way he could score at the end of the season.
But you've got to get those other guys involved, and Tua's got to have confidence to throw him the football. So that if there's a chance we're going to play without Waddle or Tyreek Hill in a game, I mean, staying healthy for 17 friggin' games is hard. It's hard to do. And if you can't just go, well, we lost our, Tyreek's half speed and Jalen's out of the game. Like, okay, well, we got to have other guys. We got to step up and keep this thing rolling. All right, we got to go to break here. We've got a lot of stuff here, man. Way too much coffee again today for a second straight day. At least we don't have that problem they have out in San Francisco right now. Oh, my God. Probably their best receiver right now, Brandon Ayuk, wants to be traded. 75 catches, 1,342 yards, almost an 18-yard per catch average. Doesn't want to be there. Get me out. If you can't pay me, get me out. Not exactly what Kittle, Samuel, and McCaffrey wanted to hear, and Purdy and the guys, right? Probably, oh no, we got a problem. I'll tell you who doesn't have a problem every day. Love talking about him. I know I was talking about Dr. Reby and what he's done for these blown-out knees. I mean blown out. I'm not talking where you go in, you got a little MCL problem or the ACL. I'm talking about all of them. I'm talking about bad shape, man. This guy has just done unbelievable work. A lot of athletes from around the country are aware of it and use a good old doc, man. He's still going strong. He works like he's 35 years old. I said, Doc, what are you doing, man? Slow down. What are you going to do with all that money? Baptist Health South Florida, man, I got to get back to what I'm talking about, their sports medicine program. They have put together a group of doctors that make up one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. People ask me every day, somebody, usually at the tennis courts, and I know what they go, hey, Joe, where do the pros go? And I go, well, Inter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Dolphins, and most of our sporting events. And, you know, they use the doctors at Baptist Health South Florida. And then the next question is, can you get me in to see this guy? I go, I can't. I guess I can, but I'd rather you just make the call, visit baptisthealth.net/ortho and set up your own appointment, and hopefully they get you in quickly. Listen, man, we're lucky to have it. It's nice to have a top sports medicine program with great team doctors. And then on top of that, they work every day. They have their own practice, obviously, at Baptist Health facilities. And when you have a bad problem, they have some of the top specialists. That's what's really amazing, the specialists they have. Some of the tops at every part of the body, knee and shoulder and foot and ankle and hand and back and hip and knee replacement. Damn, these guys are really, really good at what they do. You're going to get great results. And they call it Baptist Health South Florida for a reason. It's not just Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables. It's at Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility where the Dolphins train. Beautiful place over there. And also the new facility on 595 in Pine Island in Plantation. Broward County, I don't care where you are. It's just an easy drive right off 595, man. It's right there. Right there against 595 in Pine Island. It is right there next to Renaissance Hotel. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One go every day, man, about getting you healthy, playing the sports you love.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Love the most.
For the
No, that wasn't. No. Ingrid didn't get a chance to do the national anthem for the All-Star game. That was from a couple of nights ago at the Home Run Derby. Ingrid Andress with was a bad one. It was bad. Apparently, she got, obviously, I don't follow the social media stuff, but you can kind of imagine what it was like for her and some of the stuff that people were putting out there. So anyway, she came out yesterday and apologized to baseball, family, people she works with. I mean, she apologized to her family and everything else. She said, I was drunk. Look, and I'm not going to BS you. I was drunk. Before I sang the national anthem at the Home Run Derby, I was drunk. And I'm going to rehab right now. I was like, you know. I don't know. I guess it just kind of stops, right? Like the joke and the laugh and, you know, how bad it was. And she goes, I'm going to rehab. Like, I have a drinking problem. And you're like, oh, you kind of stop. Like, right? Somebody's acting crazy and they go, I got mental health issues. You go, oh, well, okay. I'm done with that one. So, yeah, that was strange. Yeah, she came right out and started with the apology. Said what happened. I got drunk. I went past buzz. I went right to drunk. And I'm going to rehab. I'll let you know how it goes. And then some kind of trying to be funny, like, oh, we'll see how it goes. Should be fun or something. Drying out and going through, you know, everything. And so it's kind of like, I guess that kind of put a stop to that real quickly. Like, instead of getting days of people. I mean, it doesn't go away. And it's, you know, it's embarrassing and stuff. And so that was a crazy one. By the way, anybody stay up and watch the All-Star game last night? I like Major League Baseball All-Star game. It's not like it used to be for me, but it, you know, you're still, guys are going to play. I mean, guys aren't, there's nothing like, guys aren't going to just take it easy. Guys are trying to hit home runs. Pitchers are trying to strike the big guys out. We like the matchups. With the guys that throw hard versus the guys that have all the power, which, by the way, it's kind of hard to get to an All-Star game unless you're hitting a lot of home runs. Apparently, everybody wants you now. Craig Mish told me this, and we've noticed it. Hit 230, but have 35 home runs, and you get a big contract. Like, what? Whatever happened to the Rod Carew days of hit 340? Have 220 hits. Anyway, a lot less of those guys now in baseball. But I'll tell you what, last night, Mason Miller was throwing at 103, almost 104 miles an hour. I mean, what the hell? What? I know other guys have done it, so you don't have to start giving me a list of guys that can throw it 100 plus, because there's a lot of them now. It's just amazing to me. first of all, I wouldn't want to get hit with one if a guy was throwing 103 and was wild. But second of all, you're like, okay, this guy's going to throw heat. I got to get an early start on this swing. I don't. You know, we used to talk about guys that, you know, throw 95, and now we got guys throwing it 103 miles an hour. Guys jacked up last night. Crazy. Crazy numbers. All right, so I've had a group of people getting on me for my take on last year's team, which I don't take back because I believed it. Yeah, been up close and seen. Listen, I did a 1-15, so I've seen really bad. I got to see a 1-15 team, and it was one of. I mean, it was, there was no accident. It was really bad. And honestly, we should have been 0-16 that year. Baltimore's down, getting ready to score, and decides to kick a field goal. God only knows why. We didn't stop anybody all year. We were like last against the run, and so they. Instead of go for it on fourth down, fourth and goal, they kick a field goal. We end up winning the game to win our only game. But, so I'll say it again before it starts, and we'll see how it plays out. This doesn't mean I'm not saying Super Bowl. I'm not saying AFC Championship game. I mean, hell, we haven't won a playoff game. You know this. You know the number 24. Even coach is talking about number 24 now. But I will just tell you, I've seen them all. We've studied them all. I've been studying now for a long, long time, the rosters and how we match up. And, we've had some slow teams. We've had some teams that weren't very skilled. We've had some bad, bad quarterback teams, a lot of those guys where, you know, honestly, a lot of the quarterback couldn't start for anybody in the league. And their backup obviously couldn't start. And we traded for guys that were bad. And, I mean, Woody's asked me to stop saying the S show, and so I'm trying to stop. But we've had some crap show teams. But I'll say it again this year, even with Christian Wilkins gone, Van Ginkle gone, Rob Hunt gone, all got money. This, once again, is one of the two best rosters we've had in the last 20 years. And will be once the two defensive ends come back. I'm not changing now. So at the end of the year, I just warn you now, at the end of the year, if you're going, you said this is the, yeah. Last year's team, if you were at camp, you're going, damn, look at this team. It's got a little bit of everything. I feel the same way about this team. This team's really talented, really fast, really talented. Now, there are some things I don't know. How good is a 30-year-old club? How good is Calais, Shaq, Jordan, Marcus, Teron? How many games Teron going to play? There's some stuff I don't know. How much do those guys have left in the tank? If those guys play, and they will have their moments, because when you're in your 30, you have good days with your legs and bad days. Just like when you get in your 60. Some days I go out to tennis, and that damn tennis ball finds my legs, and I can't get away from it. That, I swear to God, it feels like that tennis ball is following my feet, and I can't get out of the way. And other days, I feel a little bit better. Get in good position to hit the ball. So, I don't know that club, and I don't know how good the draft is. So, but the core of what they brought back with two guys rehabilitating right now to come back as pass rushers, I like this team again. I do. I love Calais. I think, you know, again, Calais, like all the 30-year-old club guys, I don't want to put them out there and go, hey, they're going to play every snap for me this year. I think we're asking for trouble. 17 games with the mileage that the 30-year-old club has. They played a lot of football, man. You start getting guys in their 30, 31, 32, 33, and you're going, wow, that guy's played a lot of games. You start worrying about how much tread's left on the tires. You do. But Mike's aware of all this stuff. Like, Mike's a hell of a lot smarter than, you know, we say stuff and write stuff and talk about stuff. Mike's already 20 steps ahead of us. He's aware of all that stuff, talking about it, and all that stuff. But I will say this, it's a really good roster. Like when you go out there, if you go to a practice or you go watch on TV a preseason game or go to a preseason game or listen to a preseason game, you know, there's a core of guys at certain positions. We're really good. And we are the fastest, you know, by far the fastest. I did three running backs and two wide receivers. Yeah, they can go. They can go get it. They can go get it, and they can break it. So that shouldn't go away. That part should not go away. I was talking to Mike Westhoff, and Mike saw it up close, right? Denver. I mean, we had everybody's brother breaking a long run. He goes, I got to tell you, man, that team is just short of going to France for the Olympics. To his point, he goes, that thing's not, it's not even close around the league when you look at their speed. He said, there's nobody goes, well, I think we're almost as fast as the Dolphins. So, listen, that the reason I bring it up is because those speed guys gave us a lot of touchdowns last year. They did. The three guys that make up a lot of the track team had the three best years, Achan, Mostert, and Tyreek Hill. Jalen banged up. He had his moments too. But, yeah, we got a lot of guys that can run. Now we got to get more first downs. A lot of things still need to happen. But I'm not going back on my original thought. So you can get ready and you can text it in. You said last year this was the best roster. Yes. So I just doubled down to let you know this is also a roster that's right there at the top over the last two decades as well. It's a really good team. All right. Hey, listen, we've got more stuff to get to here. Pete Prisco, back from vacation, senior NFL columnist for CBS Sports. I'll sit next to you at practice, Pete, but you can't get us in trouble, man, talking so much. Pete is a trip. Anyway, we'll talk about the AFC East, Dolphins, and everything else going on, including Jacksonville, which the Miami Dolphins will open with here in, not that far away, man, not that far away. Hey, I want to talk to you about something else that's going on in Dade County right now. It's pretty special, pretty damn special, Chapman Partnership. First of all, the people that work with Chapman Partnership and the people that work there every day are special. It's about helping the homeless. It's a good story because you say homeless sometimes, they go, what, they get a bite to eat and they're out on the streets all day. And they're, no. Chapman Partnerships, it's about place to stay. It's about food, but it's also about rehabilitation. It is. It's about changing lives daily in our community by going beyond shelter and providing caring support and wraparound services. It's about mental health. It's about doctors. It's about dentists. All these doctors and dentists that donate their time to come out and take care of the homeless and help Chapman Partnership. Babysitting services so mom and dad can go out and find jobs. And they help them find jobs. And they help them find a place to live. So within 3 to 4 months, they're back out. We've got some great success stories. And some of them are working with Chapman Partnership. But there really is some cool stories out there to tell you about. And then on top of all of that, we have a lot of kids at our two facilities in Dade County. We have a lot of kids there. And so we've been trying to do stuff. We always do this every summer, give them opportunities to have special summer days for arts and crafts and field trips and everything else. You can help. We're still on summer vacation. You can help all the kids, all different ages, to help them have a real enjoyable summer, just like our kids do. Join me at WQM to help support Camp Chapman this summer. Go online to chapmanpartnership.org. That's chapmanpartnership.org. Hey, to sponsor a meal or to help out or sign up to serve or just donate money, man, now more than ever, we need your help. Just a little bit can change a life today. If you're looking to get involved in a different charity, haven't found one that's really got you passionate about it, I'll tell you right now, Chapman Village will do it to you.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us today?
All right, Joe.
Short version. Jeez, I didn't realize it ran so late.
This was a couple days ago, but I found this kind of interesting. You see Jaylen Brown sitting courtside at the Summer League?
No.
He had some thoughts on Bronny James. I don't know how they seem to catch these guys on camera, like at every possible second. But you can see he turns to his girlfriend and says, "I don't think Bronny is a pro." And you can clearly, obviously, read his lips. And that obviously caused some problems for him. He had to go back on social media.
So he wasn't even talking to a media person. He was just talking to her, and they caught that?
He was sitting courtside talking.
Jeez, man.
And
you can't do anything anywhere anymore.
Yeah, they got the whole conversation. Right? They read the whole thing here.
I got to cut back on the F-bombs now. God, you can't go, "Hey, he cusses a lot, that Joe Rose."
But so Jalen took to Twitter. He said, "It's a flex. Have your son alongside you in the NBA. Reflects greatness and longevity. Bronny has all the tools around him to be successful, and I look forward to watching his growth."
Okay, he said the right thing. He doesn't believe it.
Look, man, nobody believes that kid is an NBA talent because he's not. I don't even think it's debatable.
I think so they're talking
it's
about
not debatable.
Anytime you're in summer league basketball and you're talking about his defensive skills,
he stinks in summer league.
He went to summer league. He didn't make a 3-point shot.
Yeah, so he is not an NBA player. I don't know why it's a big deal, but
they're asking him, "Are you okay going to the G League a little bit? Is that going to work for you?" Like, yeah, he needs to go down and play.
Can't insult LeBron's kid though. You cannot do that.
No,
on camera doing it, worse.
It is a very. You know, for LeBron, it's fine because he just wants his kid. And he didn't care what anybody says. But for Bronny, it's just like Bronny knows. Like Bronny can say, "Oh, my kid's confidence. I don't care what you say about it." I'm like, come on, man. He wasn't a star at USC. Why the hell do you think all of a sudden you're going to bounce from being coming off the bench, you know, at USC, and you're going to just go tear up the summer league basketball?
All right, going to golf here. We don't usually do this, but the Open is coming. The Open Championship is coming up here. And we had Colin Montgomery, an old European golfer or something. He said that Tiger Woods should retire. Of course, Tiger is getting set to play in this thing here. And Tiger was asked about it.
Tiger, just to almost follow up on that, you've given so much to this game. You've given so much to this championship.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there was comments, you know, last week from Colin Montgomery who said, "Why is he here? He should retire. There's no point to this." Do you feel that's a bit hurtful and you've earned the right to you make the decision when you decide?
Well, as a past champion, I'm exempt until I'm 60. Colin's not. He's not a past champion, so he's not exempt. So he doesn't get the opportunity to make that decision. I do.
Oh,
that's what I mean. You've earned that. You've deserved that.
So when I get to be at his age, I still make that decision. Well, he doesn't.
There you go.
That, by the way,
that was pretty good.
That was pretty good. So you know, Montgomery's never won a major. And that, matter of fact, a lot of people say he's the best professional golfer to never win a major. He's been close a bunch. You know, he's been good on Ryder Cup teams through the years, Monty and all that stuff. But I saw that coming. Tiger going, really? He's going to tell me? Like, I can play over here till I'm 60 anytime I want. Matter of fact, I can come over here and play for free. And he can't.
All right, and our final one here this morning, Skip Bayless, we reported yesterday that he will be done with his terrible show at FS1. That Undisputed show got just crushed in the ratings, and it did not take long for ESPN to come out and say that they want nothing to do with this this guy either. They reached out, front office sports reached out to ESPN.
They were not interested.
They said, "We are set with the current First Take rotation. We wish Skip the best on his future endeavors."
Woody, I saw something really weird. I was curious about all this stuff because, you know, is he going to go to ESPN and they'll have a power show because he can play the bad guy like nobody plays a guy that you can dislike more than he does. Skip's the best at it. And they went, "No, we're not interested." Did you see the amount of money Fox has been paying him? I don't care, right?
Yeah, was it 4 or 32 or something? 4 years, 32?
Some.
Yeah.
Good God.
No, he won in the money game, but a bad guy, man. I mean, how long are you going to, like, the LeBron stuff is so old with him.
Yeah, but it's not just that. I was really curious, like, because he had said a lot of stuff about some of our teams down here. So then when the big three were playing together, playing in the championship, and I asked those guys, like, "Hey, Skip's partner's out here. Stephen A. all the time. He goes out and talks after he says stuff. Where's the other guy go? Oh, no, he doesn't like to go out. That's not his thing to go out and see people and talk to them. I think he's afraid, like, people are going to get on him. Yeah. A lot of people don't like him. I could see why. But anyway. Hey, by the way, that was good stuff today, Woody. That was pretty strong stuff. All that good stuff going on. I by the way, did you know that was coming from Tiger? Was that a no-brainer coming from Tiger?
Well, Tiger doesn't give a damn anymore. Like, he says what he wants.
Well, Monty, first of all, I saw him talking about it yesterday, and I forgot Monty's never won a major of any kind. And then they followed it up on Golf Channel. And they said on Golf Channel, he might be the best player to never win a major. Because they always, you know, we always do the best player to never win a championship, best never win a major in a individual sport. And I went, oh, Tiger's going to chew. When they asked Tiger that question over there, as he's getting ready to play in the British Open, he is going to chew him up. Well, Kyle, I've got exemption until I'm 60. I can play here for a long time if I want. He doesn't. Yeah, that was that didn't take long for that one to get going. Hey, 8 o'clock hour's coming up. Pete Prisco going to join us at 8:40 this morning. We'll talk to him right now. It is hurricane season, man. So far, so good, but it is a long hurricane season, as you know. We saw what happened already, some of the islands and into Texas. All you can do is protect your home the best possible way, and that is impact windows and doors and make sure your roof is strong. If it's a little leaky and getting old, I got great news for you. The Chev, the CEO, reached out to me and said, hey, Joe, make sure they know that Loctite's ready to take good care of them, man, and got great deals on top of it. A lot of people aren't getting things done. They go, I don't have the money to do it. Well, how about if I said you had a financing plan that was fantastic at Loctite? How about if I told you Impact Windows and Roofing, 100% financing, zero down? Impact Windows and Roofing, no interest, no payments for a year. Impact Windows as low as $6 per month per window installed. And all the roofing, I mean, the roofing part of the business is just as big as the Impact doors and windows. Tile, shingle, metal flat, whatever it is you need. They're in West Broward. Got a nice big company there for you. Quality people, quality products, and very competitive prices to help you out. They're ready to go. So if you're starting to look around, put Loctite on that group. They do everything, by the way. They cover all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County. Not just that, but they have a part of it. They go out and get the permits and HOA approvals. They'll do all that for you. So you don't have to be hassled with that. You let them go to work. They'll get it done and really strengthen your home during the hurricane season. So if you're looking to do it here at the last second, call them at 954-500-LOCK. 954-500-LOCK. That's 954-500-LOCK. And when those people pick the phone up, go, hey, Joe Rose said to give you a call. Joe's a friend of mine. Can you take good care of me? Tell me about your company. That's what they do at Loctite. Impact windows, doors, and roofing.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us today?
All right, Joe.
Short version. Jeez, I didn't realize it ran so late.
This was a couple days ago, but I found this kind of interesting. You see Jaylen Brown sitting courtside at the Summer League?
No.
He had some thoughts on Bronny James. I don't know how they seem to catch these guys on camera, like, at every possible second. But you can see he turns to his girlfriend and says, I don't think Bronny is a pro. And you can clearly, obviously, read his lips. And that obviously caused some problems for him. He had to go back on social media.
So he wasn't even talking to a media person. He was just talking to her, and they caught that?
He was sitting courtside talking.
Jeez, man.
And
you can't do anything anywhere anymore.
Yeah, they got the whole conversation. They read the whole thing here.
I got to cut back on the F-bombs now. God, you can't go, hey, cusses a lot, that Joe Rose.
But so Jaylen took to Twitter. He said, it's a flex. Have your son alongside you in the NBA. Reflects greatness and longevity. Bronny has all the tools around him to be successful, and I look forward to watching his growth.
Okay, he said the right thing. He doesn't believe it.
Look, man, nobody believes that kid is an NBA talent because he's not. I don't even think it's debatable.
I think so they're talking
it's
about
not debatable.
Anytime you're in summer league basketball and you're talking about his defensive skills,
He stinks in summer league.
He went to summer league. So, he didn't make a 3-point shot.
Yeah. So he is not an NBA player. I don't know why it's a big deal, but
they're asking him, "Are you okay going to the G League a little bit? Is that going to work for you?" Like, yeah, he needs to go down and play.
Can't insult LeBron's kid though. You cannot do that.
No,
it's caught on camera doing it. Even worse.
It is a very, you know, for LeBron, it's fine because he just wants his kid. He didn't care what anybody says. But for Bronny, it's just like Bronny knows. Like, Bronny can say, "Oh, my kid's confidence. I don't care what you say about it." I'm like, come on, man. He wasn't a star at USC. Why the hell do you think all of a sudden you're going to bounce from being coming off the bench, you know, at USC, and you're going to just go tear up the summer league basketball?
All right, going to golf here. We don't usually do this, but the Open is coming. The Open Championship is coming up here, and we had Colin Montgomery, an old European golfer or something. He said that Tiger Woods should retire. Of course, Tiger is getting set to play in this thing here, and Tiger was asked about it.
Tiger, just to almost follow up on that, you've given so much to this game, you've given so much to this championship, but, you know, there was comments, you know, last week from Colin Montgomery who said, why is he here? He should retire. There's no point to this. Do you feel that's a bit hurtful and you've earned the right to you make the decision when you decide?
Well, as a past champion, I'm exempt until I'm 60. Colin's not. He's not a past champion, so he's not exempt. So he doesn't get the opportunity to make that decision. I do.
Oh,
that's what I mean. You've earned that. You've deserved that.
So when I get to be at his age, I can still make that decision. Well, he doesn't.
There you go.
That, by the way,
that was pretty good.
That was pretty good. So you know, Montgomery's never won a major. Matter of fact, a lot of people say he's the best professional golfer to never win a major. He's been close a bunch. You know, he's been good on Ryder Cup teams through the years, Monty and all that stuff. But I saw that coming. Tiger going, really? He's going to tell me? Like, I can play over here till I'm 60 anytime I want. Matter of fact, I can come over here and play for free. And he can't.
All right, and our final one here this morning, Skip Bayless, we announced yesterday, we reported yesterday, that he will be done with his terrible show at FS1. That Undisputed show got just crushed in the ratings, and it did not take long for ESPN to come out and say that they want nothing to do with this this guy either. They reached out, front office sports reached out to ESPN.
Maybe we're not interested.
They said, we are set with the current First Take rotation. We wish Skip the best on his future endeavors.
Woody, I saw something really weird. I was curious about all this stuff because, you know, is he going to go to ESPN and they'll have a power show because he can play the bad guy like nobody plays a guy that you can dislike more than he does. Skip's the best at it. And they went, no, we're not interested. Did you see the amount of money Fox has been paying him? I don't care, right?
Yeah, was it 4 or 32 or something? 4 years, 32?
Good God.
No, he won in the money game, but a bad guy, man. I mean, how long are you going to, like, the LeBron stuff is so old with him.
Yeah, but it's not just that. I was really curious, like, because he had said a lot of stuff about some of our teams down here. So then when the big three were playing together, playing in the championship, and I asked those guys, like, hey, Skip's partner's out here, Stephen A., all the time. He goes out and talks after he says stuff. Where's the other guy? Oh, no, he doesn't like to go out. That's not his thing to go out and see people and talk to them. I think he's afraid, like, people are going to get on him. Yeah. A lot of people don't like him. I could see why. But anyway. Hey, by the way, that was good stuff today, Woody. That was pretty strong stuff. All that good stuff going on. I by the way, did you know that was coming from Tiger? Was that a no-brainer coming from Tiger?
Well, like, Tiger doesn't give a damn anymore. Like, he says what he wants.
Well, Monty, first of all, I saw him talking about it yesterday, and I forgot Monty's never won a major of any kind. And then they followed it up on Golf Channel. And they said on Golf Channel, he might be the best player to never win a major. Because they always, you know, we always do the best player to never win a championship, best never win a major in a individual sport. And I went, oh, Tiger's going to chew. When they asked Tiger that question over there, as he's getting ready to play, in the British Open, he is going to chew him up. Like, oh, I've got exemption till I'm 60. I can play here for a long time if I want. He doesn't. Yeah, that was that didn't take long for that one to get going. Hey, 8 o'clock hour's coming up. Pete Prisco going to join us at 8:40 this morning. We'll talk to him right now. It is hurricane season, man. So far, so good, but it is a long hurricane season, as you know. We saw what happened already, some of the islands and into Texas. All you can do is protect your home the best possible way, and that is impact windows and doors and make sure your roof is strong. If it's a little leaky and getting old, I got great news for you. The Chev, the CEO, reached out to me and said, hey, Joe, make sure they know that Loctite's ready to take good care of them, man, and got great deals on top of it. A lot of people aren't getting things done. They go, I don't have the money to do it. Well, how about if I said you had a financing plan that was fantastic at Loctite? How about if I told you Impact Windows and Roofing, 100% financing, zero down? Impact Windows and Roofing, no interest, no payments for a year. Impact Windows as low as $6 per month per window installed. And all the roofing, I mean, the roofing part of the business is just as big as the Impact doors and windows, tile, shingle, metal flat, whatever it is you need. They're in West Broward, got a nice big company there for you. Quality people, quality products, and very competitive prices to help you out. They're ready to go. So if you're starting to look around, put Loctite on that group. They do everything, by the way. They cover all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County. Not just that, but they have a part of it. They go out and get the permits and HOA approvals. They'll do all that for you. So you don't have to be hassled with that. You let them go to work. They'll get it done and really strengthen your home during the hurricane season. So if you're looking to do it here at the last second, call them at 954-500-LOCK, 954-500-LOCK. That's 954-500-LOCK. And when those people pick the phone up, go, hey, Joe Rose said to give you a call. Joe's a friend of mine. Can you take good care of me? Tell me about your company. That's what they do at Loctite. Impact windows, doors, and roofing.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.